From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among Georgia women. The good news is that more than half of breast cancer deaths were prevented in the U.S. over the past three decades. And the big news? A big racial disparity in Georgia. African-American women are more likely to die from breast cancer than non-Hispanic white women. The American Cancer Society just released those findings, and Carol DeSantis is director of breast and gynecological surveillance and lead author of the study. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Well, thanks. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Janice McKenzie Creighton is from the Komen Atlanta's Sisters of Promise, and she's joining us. She's a three-time breast cancer survivor. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. Carol, I'd love you to break down some of these numbers and the most recent breast cancer statistics related to Georgia. How many people are affected and how many people survive?
So this year, we estimate that about 8,000 new cases of breast cancer will be diagnosed in Georgia women, and about 1,350 breast cancer deaths will occur among Georgia women.
So how are the numbers stacking up compared to in the past?
So these are similar to numbers in the past. Breast cancer death rates have been declining since about 1990. That's when they were at their highest. But what we see is that breast cancer death rates are declining much faster in white women compared to African-American women.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that initially led us to this story and topic was a listener who said, you know, I've seen it mapped by zip code in Atlanta, how many black and white women have cancer. We did not find any peer-reviewed reporting on that. So tell us more about this racial gap among survivors in Georgia. What are the numbers?
So breast cancer death rates are about 45% higher in black women compared to white women in Georgia. So their risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer is very similar, but their risk of dying of breast cancer is, as I said, about 45% higher.
Any indications as to why this is the case?
So in the U.S., the race is very closely linked with socioeconomic status, and it really is the socioeconomic disparities that we were seeing here. So it's access to the best quality treatment, early detection. That is what's really driving this racial disparity.
Mm-hmm. So the difference in the diagnoses themselves are not changing. It's the outcomes.
Yeah, those aren't changing at all. Now, there is breast cancer in black women. There is a subtype triple negative breast cancer that's more common in black women, and that there's not as many treatments for this. Hormone therapy is not effective in those types of breast cancer. So that is a difference, but that's not changing, and that's not what's really driving this.
Janice, you're a three-time breast cancer survivor. When or how were you first diagnosed?
Well, in 1996, right after the Olympics, I went for my annual checkup. Mm. And my doctor, who I call my Shiro to this day, said, Janice, something's very different here. This doesn't look like it did last year. And so you began kind of this interesting path of meeting with and, you know, working with folk you don't know, but ultimately I was diagnosed. And about 8 years later, again, and then about 10 years later, again.
And how long has it been since you've been?
2013 was my last diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. So after 5 years, doesn't the diagnosis, or the, let's say, the prognosis change quite
yes,
a bit?
Yes, it does. And so interesting that we talk about the socioeconomic component to this. And I was just very blessed to have the best of care and a wonderful support system that I think has made a difference for me and for my family. And I think that's why we got started with a group at Susan Komen called Sisters of Promise.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that group.
Maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, we started working on bringing a group of concerned and capable African-American women together to talk about how do you close the disparity gap? What kinds of things on the ground could we do to be helpful and to have a real stake in changing the dynamic? And so there's a group of us that are about 12, start out about 12, and we in August will be at about 3 years, but really more like two in terms of really getting out there and getting the work done. So wonderful young women who believe in it and put their elbow grease behind it and their influence. All of them are very capable, influential women in this city who really want to make a difference.
So as you were going through treatment, what kind of advice did you get, or did your healthcare team talk to you about the kinds of treatments that you could get, and because you're a woman, maybe possible effects on fertility?
Right. Well, I'm retired now, so even back then, you know, we didn't want to talk too much about fertility in my house. We were about through with all of that, honestly. But what we, you know, I think the side effects were really the things that I dealt with, you know, more directly. I think I've had the best of care. This most recent diagnosis involved a double mastectomy and treatment at MD Anderson. So I've been very fortunate to be able to go to the best places for my health and for my care. And I think it's made a difference. I don't suffer from the socioeconomic component that so cripples so many African American women. I think that's why I do it every day. I know what difference it's made for me. And I just like at some point for everyone to have the same opportunity, the same support system, the same options. And ultimately, I think it means that we'll see a real decrease. At Komen, we have a goal to decrease breast cancer deaths by 50% by 2026. And we know that the greatest effort needs to be around African-American women and women of color.
Well, you are a powerful witness for that, and I'm glad you're here for that. But Carol, how about that? You know, a goal of decrease by 50%. You're looking at the numbers. You're looking at the statistics. What does it take to get there?
Well, I think in this country, access to health care insurance is that the first thing that you have to have. So expanding access to insurance to all women, the Affordable Care Act really helped that. And our research team has documented that women with insurance are more likely to be diagnosed with earlier stage cancer, and that survival is better among people with insurance. So expanding healthcare insurance to more people. Georgia hasn't expanded Medicaid. It's one of a few states that haven't. So that could really make a difference for women here in Georgia if more of them were covered by insurance.
That's Carol DeSantis. She's from the American Cancer Society. Also with us, Janice McKenzie Creighton, a three-time breast cancer survivor, and she's chair of Komen's Atlanta's Sisters of Promise. So I'm seeing numbers, and this is something that the American Cancer Society Association reported, the racial gap in cancer mortality is slowly narrowing. What is the reason for that?
Well, so overall for cancer, for breast cancer, it's not narrowing yet, but overall we do see a narrowing, and that's really faster declines in smoking-related cancers. That's contributing to that.
Okay, so not necessarily just breast cancer. And the American Cancer Society no longer recommends that women do monthly self-exams. Why not?
So our recommendations for screening are based on research of what actually reduces the risk of death from breast cancer. And the research didn't support monthly self-breast exams. But we do recommend for sure that women are very aware of their breasts and any kind of change that is not typical be reported to their physician. So breast awareness is important. That standard routine monthly health exam, that's not what is recommended anymore.
Well, Atlanta is home to several healthcare and medical facilities, the CDC, for example, the American Cancer Society. Why do you think our state in particular sees such a large number in breast cancer diagnoses?
Well, Georgia is not a higher breast cancer state than other states. It's not a higher risk here. But yes, there are a lot of public health organizations here, and I think that, you know, we can do more and partner with these organizations to try to close this racial gap in Georgia.
Well, Janice, it's so interesting that you and the speakers at the International Women's Forum is coming up this Thursday. After hearing your diagnosis and beating this disease, you talked about, you know, you want to keep going with this because there is disparity. You want to other African-American women to know about this. But what does that speaking do? Are you speaking to an audience of people who already know, or how do you reach new ones?
Well, you know what? You make an assumption that people know.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first thing that I'd say. The second is that there is just a real need for those that don't know to have greater education, greater exposure to their options, right? And also to those who do know to inspire them and energize them, right? To take, for lack of a better word, take it to the streets.
Mm.
So at Komen, we do mobile mammography in neighborhoods where folk don't know. And it absolutely makes a difference getting them in, getting early diagnosis. So it is a socioeconomic thing, but it is also that the later you're diagnosed, that the higher your risk is that things are not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing things early on, I went every year for my annual checkup, I found, interesting enough, I found my second one.
You did.
Through breast examination.
Mm-hmm.
I said, So in the same way that my doctor said early on, you know, the first time, something's not right here. There I sat in the bed and I said, something is not right here. And immediately went to the doctor with great insurance,
mm-hmm.
right? And got on the early end of what was going on. So education for us, you know, we're laymen, so we're not going to pretend that we understand all the research and the like, but we know that if you know more, you'll do better.
Mm.
And so that has been our approach, and it seems that it is making a difference. We go to churches, right? We partner with sororities. African-American women are highly engaged with their sororities, even after college. And so we are making the case wherever we can. Middle-class women sometimes don't know. Those that do know can be more advocates. And I think that's what we're trying to build through Sisters of Promise.
Carol, the breast cancer campaign, pink ribbons all over the place, have really raised awareness of the disease. And we've seen breakthroughs in technology and a decline in breast cancer deaths, as reported. So what are still the concerns for your organization or the priorities?
So there are some things that we know that can reduce your risk of breast cancer. So getting that message out, letting women know some of the things that they can do, like maintaining a healthy body weight, being physically active. Alcohol increases your risk of breast cancer, as does the use of menopausal hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And breastfeeding lowers your risk of breast cancer. It's so important for women, as you said, Janice, to get mammography screening. Recommendations are that beginning at age 40, women can consider annual mammography. By 45, they should begin annual mammography. And then after age 55, the American Cancer Society says that women can transition to every 2 years or continue with annual mammography based on their risk and their discussions with their doctors.
Is there any indication of racial disparity for after treatment? You know, that after somebody is treated for cancer, that their care continues? Any of those indications? You talked about the difference in socioeconomics in terms of treatment.
So we look at survival by stage at diagnosis. So Black women have lower 5-year survival for breast cancer at each stage. So for those diagnosed early, the survival is lower. For those diagnosed late, survival is lower. So that's really points to that the treatment, they're not getting the same treatment.
Mm-hmm. So, Dennis, I'm wondering for those listening, have breast cancer or maybe afraid to get mammograms, what would your advice be to them?
Just go do it. I mean, it really is something you need. Often we say that, you know, we kind of stereotype women and we say, you know, everybody, they take care of, we take care of everybody but ourselves. But even if you thought about it in terms of I want to take care of my family, the only way you can do that is by first taking care of yourself. Mm. And so, you know, just do it. Just, I think at some point women need to design a new mammography machine. That is clearly has to be that a man came up
with
that idea.
I'm going to sign up for that one as well
But beyond that, it is just so important to receive the information and then do something with it. And I think that's another piece of what we try to do at Susan Komen, Sisters of Promise. Encourage folk. We say, see, this is where we've been. Look at our outcome. At least get out there and give yourself a fighting chance.
Janice McKenzie Creighton, she's a 3-time breast cancer survivor and chair of Komen Atlanta's Sisters of Promise. Clearly someone you'd want to listen to. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Carol DeSantis, she's from the American Cancer Society, also speaking about breast cancer disparities and one of those who designs and reports on breast cancer statistics. Carol, thank you so much.
Thank you.